This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And as we do, as I try to get everything back on schedule and everything, I'm trying. It's time now to talk to Dean Weingarten, writer, activist, instructor, all that other stuff. How you doing?
I am doing very well, Bill, and I'm glad to be here.
So, what have you been observing in this crazy, mad world that we live in today?
Well, there's a lot of interesting things going on, of course. I'm trying to remember if last Friday, if we talked about the Ninth Circuit oral arguments about magazine ban.
No, we did not. I can tell you that right now. Yeah.
The case was Duncan versus, gosh, I know I'm going to get this wrong, Becerra or Becerra. I'm not sure which it is.
Becerra. It'd be Becerra.
Yeah, Becerra, I think, in California, in the Ninth Circuit. And this is a case where a number of different people came together and challenged the outright ban in California of magazines that held, detachable magazines that held more than 10 rounds of ammunition.
Right.
And they said you just cannot ban them. They're a commonly held arm, and that the Supreme Court says you can't just ban items that are commonly owned and used for legitimate purposes, legal purposes in the United States. And the judge on the case, the federal district judge, was Roger T. Benitez. And it happens that he used to be a judge here in Yuma County for a little while. I didn't know him personally, but I have a friend who knew him fairly well and was complimentary about him. And I have to say that his decision or his opinion in the case was brilliant and extremely well written, and I wrote that about a few months ago. But this was the oral argument for the Ninth Circuit. Several interesting things about it. It's a three-judge panel, which is the usual case. Most circuit courts will empanel three judges to hear the cases, and most cases are settled that way. But in the Ninth Circuit, we have a situation where almost every Second Amendment case of consequence, after being heard by a three-judge panel, has then gone to an en banc court. And en banc simply means it goes to the whole court. One judge objects, or a majority of judges can demand it, and the case then is reheard, I think they call it de novo, from the start, by the whole court rather than just the three-judge panel. And I expect that is likely to happen in this case. And so the three-judge panel will not be the end of it. But there were three judges. The three judges on this panel were Consuelo Callahan. I can't help but wonder if she might be related to Dirty Callahan,
right?
The movie. She directed most of the questioning, and she was, I was impressed. She knew what she was doing. She obviously understood the case. And then there's Judge Kenneth K. Lee, who also was clear that he knew what was going on, and he had good questions. And then there's a Judge Barbara M. Lynn, who didn't ask as many questions, but obviously she understood the situation. All of them seemed to know what was happening and understand and ask reasonable questions. And what was fascinating about Judge Lynn is that she isn't from the Ninth Circuit. She is from the Fifth Circuit in Dallas, Texas. But they have a special arrangement where if you're short of judges, one circuit will borrow some other circuit's judge for a case. I'd never heard of it before, but it turns out...
How is that even allowed?
Well, it's a good question, and some lawyers have said that it shouldn't be allowed. But it's never been seriously challenged in the court. And it appears, when I researched it, it turns out that it's not all that uncommon. What's more problematic is when they take a district judge, which isn't on an appellate circuit, and use them in the appellate circuits because they've never been appointed to the appellate courts. At least in this case, they're taking them from one circuit and using them in another, even though, and they're both appellate judges. That makes it a little unusual, but it doesn't turn out to be as unusual as I had thought. When I researched it, it happens fairly often. And the two attorneys were well prepared, but the attorney for the AG, the Attorney General of the State of California, this is from the AG's office. He isn't the AG, it's John Darrow Echeverria. Echeverria, probably, is a closer pronunciation.
Right.
And he just had a hard fight. You know, he was trying to argue that, look, we should look at all the facts in this case, even though it's an appeal. And usually with an appeals case, you don't look at the facts, you examine the law. Now, they can. Sometimes they do. But generally, you look at the law. And he did it, of course, because by law, he's just got a tough case. He's got to try and argue that somehow the Second Amendment allows you to ban magazines of over 10-round capacity.
Hmm.
And it's just not in the Heller decision to do that. So he argued various appellate decisions and from different circuits and such, which is what you would do. And he said we have to reexamine the facts, which I don't think the three-judge panel was interested in doing. And he just had a hard time. He just, you know, he did everything he could. That's his job, to try to limit the impact of the Second Amendment to the absolute minimum possible that he felt they could get away with in the Ninth Circuit. That's the way it looked to me, anyway.
Right.
And then you had the judge for Duncan and the various groups that supported the case, and her name is Erin E. Murphy, and she did a brilliant job, but she had the easier job, I thought, in that she just had to say, well, look, here's what Heller says. This case shows that the law is unconstitutional according to Heller. I mean, and I'm not saying her job was easy. Both of them, you know, when you're arguing a Second Amendment case before a circuit court that's being watched by the whole country, it's not easy. I mean, you have to be a professional and you have to do things well. Both of them did pretty well, but it's the facts and the law simply, in my opinion, are against the AG, the state of California in this case. Now, that said, if I had to bet one way or another, if I absolutely was forced to...
I tell you what, hang on a second. We're coming up on the break. I hate to interrupt the stories because the stories are just fascinating. You can catch Dean's stuff at Ammoland.com. They recently broke into the top. They're within the top 1,000 websites in the world being visited today. I think they're like 887 or something like that. That's significant. And Dean is there, of course, writing every day, all day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Build.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Build American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most: finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is Lock and Load. I went the whole break without having to clear my throat. But of course, on the rejoinder, I have to clear my throat in the middle of it, of course, so I apologize for that. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten, and he was getting ready to tell me something that I had to interrupt. So please, sir, if you would, continue.
Yes. What I was saying is that you've got this three-judge panel that's hearing the Duncan versus the Sarah case, and they're basically deciding whether the Second Amendment allows a state to just ban magazines that hold over 10 rounds. And if I had to bet, and it's really not a good idea to bet on something you saw in oral arguments, because they really don't mean much. I mean, there is time for the lawyers to show that they can speak well and argue on their feet and things like that, but I don't think they actually have much impact on the case. They're just a place to for lawyers to show off their skills, in my opinion.
Right.
But watching the oral arguments, if I had to bet, I'd say that they agree with the district court and say it is unconstitutional to ban magazines over 10 rounds. I think that's the way they will rule, if I have to bet on it. But it doesn't make that much difference, because virtually every Second Amendment case that's of significance in the Ninth Circuit goes to en banc court, where they have, I think it's, they choose 22 of their judges by lot. I think it's supposed to be random. There's some qualifiers in there. Some judges may be recused and other things like that. But in general, in the past, the en banc court has reversed the district court rulings. But that was before President Trump. And President Trump has changed the makeup of the Ninth Circuit significantly. He has appointed 9 of the 29 judges on the Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit is the biggest circuit in the country. Far bigger. I don't think the next circuit even has 20 judges on it. And it has 29 judges. And he's appointed 9 of those. It used to be overwhelmingly, I think, more than two-thirds liberal, generally. But now it looks like they only have about a three-judge majority. And even all leftist judges could not entirely always be guaranteed to vote against the clear language of the Constitution. I mean, that's the way to bet, but it's not guaranteed. So time has worked against an in-bank panel, and an in-bank panel is not guaranteed to reverse and say that magazines can be banned by the state. So it's really an interesting case, and whether they would go to an in-bank or not is not as certain, because they don't know how it would end up. And time is working against them, because every month or two that goes along, or every few months, President Trump has a chance to appoint another judge to the Ninth Circuit and to make their battle to make the Second Amendment a dead letter in the law gets harder and harder. So that's where we're at, and normally that's a tough thing, that these appellate decisions from three-judge panels can take anything from a couple days to a year. They normally don't go over a year in getting a decision out. So we might not know how this decision goes until after we get the decision from the Supreme Court on the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association case, that we should find out their decision by the end of June. And they might wait for that because it could impact how they make this decision. So it's probably going to be at least a couple months before we hear what the decision in it is in this case.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, the Young case is on hold until the rifle case is decided.
That's right. And that's a very important case, because the district or the three-judge panel in the Young case ruled that the Second Amendment extends outside the home, and that you can't just ban carry outside the home for most people. And the Ninth Circuit said, we're going to wait until New York Rifle and Pistol Association case is settled before we hear that. So that's in the works as well.
And I think when they did that for a couple of days, I think nationwide constitutional carry was the law of the land.
Yeah, for a little bit. Well, certainly with the magazine ban, they had what they called Freedom Week, which lasted about 10 days, because the district judge, Benitez, as I mentioned, had ruled that the law was invalid. It was unconstitutional. So for 10 days, people in California were buying just about every magazine that's over 10 rounds that they could find. And because there was such a demand from California, nobody else could buy magazines for a while. They just bought up everything they could.
Right.
And those were all legal. So it increased the supply in California a considerable amount. But that's what happens when you, you know, allow people to freely make choices. If this three-judge panel rules that the law is unconstitutional, which I said I would lean in that direction.
Right.
Then very likely there wouldn't be just a Freedom Week. There might be Freedom Month, where for months the rule would be the law would be invalid until they did a in-bank panel. And even that is not certain that they'd continue to rule or that they would change, overrule the district court or three-judge panel.
So.
And all of this springs from President Trump's adamant ability and desire to appoint judges to the court that are originalists and constitutionalists and don't say, well, things are different today. You know, things are different today, so we got to interpret the Constitution the way we want to do it today compared to what it was, you know, 150 or 200 years ago because things are different. Of course, that renders the Constitution virtually useless. If you change your interpretation with changing times, why have a Constitution at all?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a very salient question in that particular circumstance. But I don't know. It's almost like everything is on hold right now. Even the Supreme Court, I mean, they're not working right now either, are they?
I don't know if they aren't. I read one report that
I would not think Ruth Bader Ginsburg needs to be in some sort of air sealed room or something. She definitely doesn't need to be out in this stuff. Let me get you to hang on right there. Let me get you to hang on right there. We're coming into the next break. You can find the stuff that Dean writes at Ammoland.com, as I tell you all the time. Well over 1,500 articles there now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is again expressing optimism of the reopening of the United States. At a White House briefing, the president explains what conditions are needed for the country to reopen.
We have to be on that downside of that slope and heading to a very strong direction that this thing is gone. Now, we could do it in phases. We can go to some areas, which you know, some areas are much less affected than others.
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn is urging House and Senate Democrats to drop their demands to double a $250 billion emergency spending package to bail out small businesses that GOP lawmakers hope to pass this week. Cornyn saying it's shameful that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer want the package to include an extra $250 billion in spending to add a 15% increase in food stamp benefits. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Is Lock and Load. We are talking to Dean Weingarten tonight, and where would you like to go next, or do you want to finish something that we got?
Well, I'd like to talk about what's going on in Brazil since
Bolsonaro. Yeah, let's talk about him. Yeah,
don't want to talk about it at all. Yeah, they call him the Trump of the tropics sometimes, and President Bolsonaro in Brazil ran as part of his platform on reforming their gun laws to allow people to obtain firearms and defend themselves. And he also ran on a strict law and order platform. And to the surprise of a lot of people, he won, and he won big. And he was elected in October of 2018. And 2017 was the record year for homicides in Brazil. And I think it was very close to the record homicide rate as well. And in December 2018, just a little after the election, in an article published by the Wall Street Journal, the reporter writing it said, Brazil is set to embark on an experiment that will determine what happens when you loosen gun restrictions in a country battling an overpowering wave of gun crime. And at the time, I thought, well, that's a good challenge. Let's see what happens. So he's been in office for over a year now. He put his gun reforms, started them up almost immediately upon taking office. He took office on the 1st of January. And on the 15th of January, he issued a decree reforming some of Brazil's extreme gun laws. And guess what? The homicide rate dropped. Now, it had already started dropping a bit in 2018. But in 2018, he was running on reforming the gun laws and having very strong law and order in his administration. And he was elected in October, and then he took office in January, Well, by the end of 2019, the homicide rate had dropped 23% from the rate it was in 2018, which was already, I think, 13% lower than what it was in 2017. And if you look at the numbers, the rate at the end of 2019 was down to 19.83 homicides per 100,000 population. And that was the lowest rate since 1995, which was 2 years before they started their highly restrictive gun control scheme there in Brazil. So for the first time in 25 years, about 24, depending on how you read the numbers, the homicide rate in Brazil is back to what it was before they started instituting strict gun control. And now the naysayers are going to say, well, it wasn't his reforms on gun law, or they, as they would call it, loosening gun laws. It was this other thing.
Lax gun laws.
Yeah, what?
You know, they call it lax gun laws. Lax.
Lax. They'll use any kind of term to denigrate it.
Yeah.
But the fact is, he said, let's do this. We're going to reduce the homicide rate. We're going to reduce the crime rate. People need to be able to defend themselves. They increased the permits to people, something like a 98% increase over what they issued the previous year. And we know this because the New York Times reported on it in an article on 31 March 2020. So that's just a few days ago. And they reported on the very large increase in licenses to gun owners and permits for self-defense in Brazil. And then they said Brazil has one of the highest homicide rates in the world. But they neglected to say anything about the tremendous drop in the rate of homicides that has happened in the first year of the Bolsonaro regime. Gee. Huh. I wonder how that happened. How could they overlook something so obvious?
Well, you don't think it's by design, do you?
Yeah, I think it is. I think that and if you look around various articles talking about what happened in Brazil, and this large drop in the homicide rate, I haven't found any others that associate the reforms in the gun law with that drop in homicide rate. They'll come up with any excuse otherwise. Well, it was dropping already. Well, he's got the strict law and order regime. It's not going to last, you know, or it's going to go back up. But it's just like with President Trump. When he does something right, or when something good happens, it's always the result of what happened in a former regime. And when something bad happens, it's always his fault. So Trump of the Tropics is probably a good name for President Bolsonaro. And he is appears to me to be doing a pretty good job down there in Brazil. And it is an experiment that seems to be showing that more honest people having access to guns is a good thing.
Well, I mean, you know, Brazil, when your homicide per 100,000 has to come down to 19 per 100,000?
It was like 30 before.
What is ours, like 4?
Yeah, 5, I think. Between 4 and 5 the last few years. In 1980, Brazil and ours were pretty close. They were about 11 and we were about 10.
Yeah.
No, right around it. It's pretty close.
In parts of Brazil, they have these things they call the favelas, which are the the little areas where they're all stacked up on each other. I mean,
right, and they're very poor areas, and they're very
crime. Yeah.
Yeah, very some of them areas. The army won't even go into unless they're in force.
So for their murder rate to fall down by that much of a, you know, a drop.
It's significant.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, one thing you can say for certain is that the pundits on the left were all saying, wow, when he loosens up these gun laws, it's really going to be bad. There's going to be a huge increase in murder. Well, that didn't happen. In fact, the murder rate fell.
Well, I mean, we got about a minute here, but on the surface, that's a stupid thing to say because all the criminals already have guns. So loosening up gun laws and allowing law abiders to have guns only equals things up, and criminals don't like get shot any more than anybody else does.
Well, you and I think that way, but on the left, they say nobody should have a gun because guns are bad.
Oh, well, you know.
And they just don't like guns because guns in the hands of citizens are a certain amount of limit on government power.
Yeah.
We could go into other things, but that's just the way they think about it, from what I can tell. And if you look, by the way, at Brazil, I looked at Brazil and China and India and the United States, and there's just no relationship between the number of illegal guns, the number of legal guns, and the homicide rate.
Yeah.
You can have lots of illegal guns, lots of legal guns, very few legal guns, lots of illegal guns. The two are not related.
Yep.
I know.
Hang on for me.
Case, but it's just true.
Hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112.
That's 800-486-8112.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We are talking with Dean Weingarten as we wind this one up. Where would you like to go now, sir?
Well, I wanted to finish a point that I was just about done with last time, and that was that we were talking about the relationship between how many legal guns exist in a country and how many illegal guns exist in a country. Now, the theory behind gun control is that if you reduce the number of legal guns, you'll reduce the number of illegal guns. Criminals will have a hard time getting a gun, and they won't be able to commit as much crime with guns. That's the theory. But when you look at the actual numbers, it doesn't work. And it doesn't work at a bunch of levels, but I'm only going to mention one. And that is the idea that you reduce the number of legal guns, you reduce the illegal guns. Now, there's an organization called the Small Arms Survey.
Right.
It's out of Switzerland. And it works very hard to try to get the best numbers it can on how many guns, legal and illegal, exist in various countries. Now, it's not a pro-Second Amendment kind of organization. It's theory fits into the gun control theory, you know, that we should reduce the number of small arms in the world and that will somehow reduce the amount of violence. I don't think their theory is correct, but that's what they're based on.
Right.
But they try pretty hard to objectively measure as best they can how many firearms there are in countries around the world. And what we find is there's just no relationship between the number of legal guns and the number of illegal guns. And people are surprised to learn that after the United States, the country with the most guns is India, where they've had strict gun control since about 1858.
Yep.
It was put in place by the British Raj. And yet the Small Arms Survey estimates that they have about 71 million firearms in private hands, and less than 10 million of those are legal. And then you have China. Now, you wouldn't think they'd have firearms in China, but when you look at the record, they actually have allowed hunters to have guns, and they supposedly have about 50 million guns in private hands in China, and only 1.4% of those are legal. Now, we were talking about Brazil, which got me interested in it and sort of reminded me about it. And Brazil doesn't have very many legal guns. They only have about, 4 legal guns per 100 people. And they have about 4.5 illegal guns. So again, they have more illegal guns than they have legal guns in Brazil. And China is supposed to have about 3.5 illegal guns per 100 people, and India about 4.5 illegal guns per 100 people. Now, in the U.S., we have more than 120 guns per 100 people. We've got far more guns than we have people in the country. And it's hard to say how many illegal firearms, because there's very few firearms in the U.S. that are illegal.
Right.
You know, they just aren't. I mean, there's probably a few short-barreled shotguns and rifles that are illegal that are floating around, but they're probably way, way less than 0.1% of the guns in the country. They're almost, you know, they just don't matter much. Now, there are people who may illegally own guns, but that's a little different thing. So, now you look at all those countries, and the U.S. has a homicide rate of about 4.5 or so per 100 people, I mean 100,000. And Brazil has had something like 30. It's now dropped down to 20. So that's about four to five times as much as the United States. And India has about two-thirds that of the United States. And China tells us that they have less than one murder per 100,000, but we all know how good the Chinese statistics are.
Right.
So what it shows is that with, even though you've got these three other countries all have very strict gun control, the number of illegal guns varies among them, the number of legal guns varies, there doesn't seem to be hardly any relationship, and the homicide rate is unrelated to any of it. So the whole theory of gun control, that you somehow reduce the homicide rate by reducing the number of guns, is just based on false premises.
What is the breakdown of the homicides that they have in these other countries?
How many are by guns?
How many are by guns? I mean, you know, more people are stabbed or beaten to death than they're shot by any kind of rifle, et cetera, et cetera.
In the United States. Brazil, which has the highest, and it's now about roughly 20, a little less than 20, and it was about 30, I think, when I wrote the article, or 25. You know, it varies a little bit. In Brazil, 90% of the homicides are said to be by firearms. 9 out of 10. And per capita, they have way less, something like 1/20th of what the U.S. has for firearms. So there just isn't much of a relationship. I don't know what the rate by firearms is in India or China, but I did have it for Brazil.
Right.
I mean, these numbers are not all that easy to come by.
Now,
and
the small arm survey, what do they put out there? Is there a plus or their rate for error, plus or minus?
Because
when you're counting, when you're trying to count the illegal guns, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
That's at best a guess.
It's very difficult. It's very difficult. Those are not registered.
Yeah.
They look at how many guns are confiscated. They go to people in the country, you know, police officials, and say how many they are. They have an estimate that 2.5 million illegal guns are made in India every year. Guns are just not hard to make. And the quality of the illegal guns in India is getting better and better all the time. You know, 40 years ago when I first started looking at it, they had what they call them country-made guns, and most of them would be like a relatively crude single shot. Now we're starting to see a fair number of semi-automatic pistols and revolvers and even submachine guns. Well, what would you expect when you have more electricity, higher education, machine tools are cheaper? All of that makes it easier to make more sophisticated guns.
Yeah.
And now we're bringing in 3D printing, and that makes it even easier to make some parts that have to be very precise and are not easily done in a lathe or on a mill. So in the future, we'll probably get even more guns being made in small shops and by individuals, because it's all getting easier and easier. But it has been easy, and people have made guns in small shops and in the home ever since guns were invented about 600 years ago. So it's not a new phenomenon in any way.
Right.
And even in the U.S., where we have some jurisdictions where it's difficult to get to legally buy guns, like, say, the District of Columbia, for example. Heck, even I think it was 20 or 30 years ago, one of the police chiefs in the District of Columbia mentioned that 20% of all the guns they confiscated in the District of Columbia were homemade. So it's not something you can just snap your fingers and create a law and say, go away. The laws of physics and chemistry prevent that.
Right.
So what would you like to talk about next?
Well, we're about to run out of time. So let's talk about, are you going to be available Friday?
I intend to be. You know, we're looking at all kinds of interesting things happening around the country, so it's fun to get out of the air and talk.
Very good. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, please, if you'd be so kind, consider this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.